人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台的美国故事栏目。今天我们非常有幸的请到西雅图市政府无家可归者事务办公室的主任乔治斯卡罗拉先生。Welcome George。
Thank you。
那我简单介绍一下乔治啊。那么George Scarlola， 也就是乔治先生呢，他是今年九月份八月份啊，被市长艾德莫雷任命为新建的那个西雅图无家可归者事务办公室的主任。他先前呢曾经在莫雷市长担任华盛顿州议员期间呢，为市长为莫雷先生做过事情，所以呢莫雷市长对他也非常的欣赏，所以呢就有了这一次的任命。乔治先前呢也曾经在中国工作过，他在中国科技大学曾经任教。我们非常有幸的请到乔治。
Welcome to our show, George. So Xiaoyuan just had a brief introduction about you.
我听得懂。
哦，谢谢。看来这个节目不需要我了。Well, anyway, Xiaoyuan said you're working in Seattle Mayor Ed Murray's cabinet from August from this year, working on homeless issue. And you used to work for Mr. Murray when he was a Washington senator. And this is just a basic introduction of you, since you know Chinese.
乔治，您认为为什么西雅图需要这么一个新的部门，就是无家可归者事务这个办公室？
Okay, first question. Why do you think in Seattle we need an office focusing on homeless issue?
It turns out that there are about 20 different departments that work with homeless people for the city. The police, libraries, human services, on and on. And my job is to help all of those organizations carry out the mayor's directions and policies.
Thank you. 刚才 George 说呢，其实在无家可归者的问题上，西雅图有20多个不同的部门都在关注这个问题，其中包括警察局、图书馆和一些非营利组织，包括人权的一些机构。所以说他在这个职位上主要的工作呢，就是把这20个不同的部门全部都联合起来，来保证他们是按照这个市长的政策方针来进行工作的。
西雅图的无家可归者的人数是不是一直在增长？
So is the amount of the people who are homeless increasing in Seattle?
It is increasing.And we have done a lot of work to create shelters and housing, but the economy and other issues continue to affect the number of homeless people.
Thank you. 刚才 George 说，确实这个西雅图的无家可归者的数量在逐年的增加，但是呢 ，George 说他和他的同事们都非常的努力的在工作，在建设新的建设新的这个公共设施，来供这些无家可归者居住。其实影响这个无家可归者数量的因素有非常的多，比如说经济以及一些其他因素的影响。
您觉得影响导致无家可归者人数增多的最重要的原因有哪些？
So what do you think is the most important factor that lead to the increase of the homeless people?
The high cost of rents is the most important problem.
George 说其实他觉得这个现在房租越来越高，这个是造成无家可归者越来越多的最重要的原因。
我其实有一个问题，就是现在既然市政府拿出很多钱，包括5-6千万美元的钱来给无家可归者造房子啊，提供住宿，那如果他们补贴这些租房子的业主，那把房价降下来，会不会把那个无家可归者就是减少了？
So Xiaoyuan just had a proposal about how to solve the homeless issue.
Good.
Since the government is budget on homeless issue is like a lot. It's 57 million US dollar for you to build shelter and public housing. So why don't you use this money to compensate the landlord to let them to decrease the price?
We do some of that. We work with landlords. When people are homeless, they frequently have very big other problems that make it difficult for them to rent and difficult for them to get jobs. And so they need deep subsidies.And many need services, a caseworker, maybe mental health services, maybe drug treatment services. Landlords, so living on their own in a market apartment would not necessarily help some of the people that we're seeing.
Thank you.
But we are doing some of what you suggested.
Thank you very much.刚才 George 说，其实小袁刚才说到的一些解决方法，他们也在做。但是他想指出的是，其实如果光就是像现在市政府如果只跟房东合作让他们来降低房租的话，这个是远远不够的，因为无家可归者的问题远远没有我们想的那么简单。他们一般这些无家可归者都非常难租到房子，或者说非常难找到工作，所以他们需要更多的补贴，包括其他社会的一些资源，比如说社会工作者、心理健康方面的工作者，以及戒毒的人员。所以说他刚才想要表达的意思就是这个无家可归没有那么简单，不是说只补贴房东就可以，我们还要从其他的各个因素来解决这个问题。
我觉得还有一个问题就是您刚刚提到的那些人，就说有的找不到工作，有的就是精神上有问题，有的是吸毒的。那么这些人，他们如果不解决自己的问题的话，他的问题一直会存在。但是政府现在好了，他就不用解决自己的问题，政府给你住房。那这样子的话，他可能一辈子都需要政府的那个帮助。这样会不会一直增加政府的负担？他们自己也有责任解决自己的问题。
This is a pretty tough question. Ready? Xiaoyuan just say that since you mentioned the homeless people, it's hard to rent a place, it's hard to get a job, and some of them has mental health problem, and some are drug addicts. We have to admit that. This is basically their own problem. Oh.But government is devoting a lot of money on them. So what if they think, I don't have to solve my own problem, government will help me. So they'll finally become the burden of the government. Right. What do you think about this?
Well, there are more than a million, there are 600,000 people in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And there are about 4,500 homeless people. That's a very small percentage of people.
Mm-hmm.
In any complicated society, anywhere in the world, you're going to have people who have mental health issues. You're going to have people who have substance abuse issues. You're going to have people who maybe have developmental problems, who can't make it in a complicated modern economy.They need help. mostly that's our families that provide for people who need help like that, but some families can't. So it becomes a part of a well-running civilized society to take care of people who otherwise would be desperately left out, well, unsheltered and in dangerous situations. It seems like a small price to pay to take care of a small percentage of people who really do need help.
Thank you. 刚才 George 说，其实跟西雅图的人口比起来的话，西雅图的无家可归者的数量并不是算太多。其实，在任何一个地区、任何一个国家，都有很多的人有着心理健康，包括毒品方面的一些问题，包括身体方面的一些健康方面一些其他的困难。这些人都是需要我们的帮助。有些人就是有些刚才就。有一部分我们提到刚才问题的这些人都可以得到家庭的帮助，但是这个社会上总有一部分人没有办法得到家庭的帮助，没有那么幸运。所以说呢，作为一个非常健康文明的社会，我们不能抛弃他们，我们需要帮助他们，并且刚才 George 说他认为呢，这对于整个文明的社会来说，这个代价并不算大。
您为无家可归者，就是您代表政府为无家可归者提供住所的时候，会遇到什么样的困难？那么最大的困难、最大的阻力来自哪里？
So can you talk about the difficult in your job? What is the most difficult part?
The difficult part is thinking about the 3,000 people who are living unsheltered tonight in the cold weather. That's the hard part. Some people, maybe as many as 800 or 900 people are living in cars. Sometimes that's a family with a child living in a car. Another 1,000 are living in tents in places that are not safe. And another 1,000 are in streets, on doorways,in parks overnight. That's the hardest part of the job, is thinking about those folks. And we don't have enough shelter. We are trying to fix that problem. But it's tough to think about those people.
Thank you. 刚才 George 说，其实他觉得他自己工作里面最难的一个部分，就是他如果想到今天晚上有三千多人都没有地方住的时候，他就会觉得非常的难受。现在，而且像现在冬天这么冷，这三千个人都没有办法去避寒。他说，其中这三千个人，其中八九百人也许会住在车里面，这其中有可能会有完整的家庭住在车里面，还会带着小孩子，一整个家庭全部都住在车里面。另外一千个也许会住在非常不安全的帐篷里，还有。另外一千个也许会住在，也许会露宿街头，也许是在停车场里，也许会在哪个商场的门口。所以说，作为他这个角色的工作，他如果想到刚才所说的问题的话，他都会觉得非常的难，也就心里也非常的不好受。
您个人是不是接触过很多的无家可归者？
So, for you personally, have you contacted, a lot of homeless people?
Sure. I have spent time talking to people who are living in encampments, both the legal and illegal encampments. I've talked to people at shelters. We always try to talk to homeless people about the policies that we're proposing to see what they think. Will they work? How will this work? So yes, I've spent a fair amount of time talking to homeless people.
Thank you. 刚才George说，因为工作原因呢，他之前跟这些无家可归者有非常非常多的接触。他说，不管是没有地方住的人，或者现在正在住在这些 shelter， 也就是寄居所里面的人，他都会跟这些人有非常多的交流。 他会告诉这些人他想要接下来想要做的一些政策是什么，想会听一下他们的意见。
那您有没有就是特别有感触的时候跟我们分享一下？
Can you share emotional moment with us in your work?
Oh, there have been many. Sometimes when I am talking to people who are living in tents, they are interesting and funny and smart, but completely unable to live in a normal society. They're fascinating people, but they don't fit in, and they can't find work. Maybe it's a mental health issue underneath that. It doesn't really matter. They're interesting, they're fun to talk to, but so it's fun to be talking to people who are just so different. But I begin to see that, yes, this person's going to need a lot of help if he's going to live in a building with other tenants cooperatively. He's going to need a lot of help.
Thank you. 刚才 George 说他刚才前面也沉默了很长一段时间啊。确实他刚才一直都在回想他工作时候的一些非常有感触的地方，他说这个有感触的地方真的是太多了。他刚才举了一个例子，他说其实他之前也提到过，他跟很多无家可归者都交流过，他说他们其中的很多人跟他们交流的时候，他们都非常有意思，然后说话也非常的诙谐幽默，他们也感觉跟他们说话的时候也感觉到他们非常的聪明，可是呢他们就是没有办法像正常人一样生活，没有办法在正常的社会中适应自己，觉得他跟他们说话的时候觉得他们是特别好的人，但是就是非常不适合这个社会，就是找不到工作也找不到住的地方，有可能是因为他们的心理健康的原因，所以说他觉得这些人跟我们非常的不同，他跟他们说话的时候心里也就在想说这些人真的非常非常需要我们的帮助。
And I keep running into people who were homeless in the past, and they say how important it was for them to get that help. And now they're okay. Now they've got their own apartment. Now they're back in society, and they're so grateful for the help that they received from years ago at some agency. And it's gratifying to be with people who were homeless and are now back in society and contributing to society.
Thank you. 刚才 George 又补充了一点，他说，他也跟很多之前是无家可归者，但是现在回归到了正常生活的人交流过。他说这些人呢，都对自己以前获得的帮助觉得非常的感恩，他也觉得这些帮助非常的有用，因为因为他们从各个地方各个有关无家可归者相关的帮助让他们重新回到了正常的生活，所以说 George 觉得他在这个工作岗位上一直都会觉得非常的感恩，然后他也非常高兴能看到之前是无家可归的状态的人现在有了自己的工作，并且开始为社会做自己的贡献。
我听说以前无家可归者聚集的地方，特别以前名字叫丛林，就 Jungle， 这样的无家可归者聚集的地方，经常有犯罪的罪案，就是包括谋杀、枪杀，甚至交通事故。那么现在市政府做出了这些举措，就是为无家可归者建造就是居所之后，是不是减少了这样的就是犯罪的案子？
So we call the homeless tents campus jungle, and around the jungle area there's always a lot of crime, shooting, car accident. So since government is is building more and more shelters, is this crime or shooting or accident, the amount, number of those kind of incident decrease?
Well, we spent a lot of time this summer removing about 350 people from under I-90,
mm-hmm.
and commonly called the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
And now that area is the state is fixing the highway underneath. And yes, crime has gone down in that area. When we build good shelters and we provide case management and services, of course crime drops. Of course people do better. We've seen that over and over again.
Thank you. 刚才 George 说从夏天到现在呢，他们市政府的官员呢已经从这个大家应该路过的时候也有看到，从这个 I-90 的桥底下移除了350多位无家可归者。所以说现在这个就是我们被叫做 jungle 这个地方附近的犯罪率已经有明显的下降。那么随着市政府投入更多的人力物力财力在这个修 shelter， 也就是无家可归者的居住地的时候，那这个其他地方以及旁边的犯罪率已经有明显的下降，然后大家也会过得更好。
好，我们进一下广告，广告之后回来。
This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KVRQ 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上10:00。505集团公司总裁来辉武教授祝您早睡早起，身心健康。这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情。
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM 98.9 Channel 3，
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
咱这么大的公司搬家，可得选个良辰吉日。
搬家公司一定得喜庆，
找喜悦搬家啊！
别急，我用手机查一下。哟，西雅图搬家头条显示就是喜悦。
喜悦搬家提供家庭、公司和全美的长途搬运。你看网友评了，工人厚道，不乱收费。
喜悦搬家，您搬家的第一选择，让您的乔迁之喜喜上加喜。电话2068868686，2068868686。
老上海新天地，为 Bellevue 市中心的新天地餐馆，上海上海是一家精致而时尚的餐厅。这里的每一道佳肴都经过精心烹制和打造，给人以艺术的享受。人海之中遇见了你，一切变得有意义。遇见了，轻轻地问一声，你也在这里？让我们相约新天地。电话4254532828，4254532828。
护法律师事务所维护您的合法权益，我们做投资移民等各类移民签证、车祸工伤等各类索赔、酒驾等各类刑事案件、离婚等各类民事纠纷，还有商业合同。任何时候任何问题，请拨打护法律师事务所中文热线2066018797，2066018797。
我就要着手翻修我的家，感觉兴奋极了，我今天就要联系承包商。
你可要确保承包商在华盛顿劳工与工伤保险服务部上有登记信息，州部门会检查承包商是否拥有责任保险这一类的必要条件，这样一来项目出问题时你就可以得到保障。
我完全不知道。
如果想要知道承包商是否有相应的注册信息，你可以拨打2065152797，2065152797联络州部门。你可以请求接线说中文的人员。
欢迎回来，这里是西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目。今天我们的嘉宾是西雅图市政府无家可归事务办公室的主任
乔治·斯卡罗拉先生。那么乔治呢，他今年八月份被市长埃德·穆雷任命为这个新起的那个办公室的主任。那么也说明西雅图无家可归者这个状况的紧迫性。当然这件事情呢也体现了这个市政府的人文的关怀。我们也听说市长穆雷说过，就是希望这些那个无家可归者都有地方住啊。那么体现了政府对这些弱势群体的关怀啊。那么我想那个这件事情呢，首先是有功德的，另一方面呢也有重重的阻力啊。就是我们也听说，不管是在西雅图还是北奥维还有很多城市，当政府想要在某一个社区建一个无家可归者的居所，比如说营地啊，那么当地的很多的居民都会起来反对，就说为什么我们这样高档的社区，或者说富人区或者高尚社区，怎么可以有这种精神病患者、吸毒者或者这种找不到工作的人来住在这里，会不会增加这个地方的不安全感。那么乔治，您能不能给我们介绍一下您在开展这项工作的时候遇到此类的阻力？
We know that homeless issue is basically the biggest problem that the city of Seattle is facing. And we can see that government, the city government is really care about homeless people. So the government is devoting human resource and all kinds of resources in solving this problem. So the question is, when you want to build a shelter in some certain community, and we know that the people in the community will protest because they will think that if there is a homeless shelter built in my community will become not safe. So how are you dealing with this issue?
Well, it's a good question, but it turns out that in every community, there are people who support having a shelter or having a program serving homeless in their community, and there'll be people who are opposed. And most people are pretty open-minded, and they want to understand how the program would work, and they end up willing to give it a try, to try to make this a good place for both the new residents at the shelter and the community. So over and over in Seattle, our experience has been that at first communities are nervous or maybe even angry, upset, but in time they've come to embrace and recognize that these programs can be a good neighbor in their community.
Thank you. 刚才 George 说这是一个非常好的问题，确实是他工作中经常会遇到的一个问题。他说如果他想要现在在政府在规划这些无家可归者居所的时候呢，我们会遇到很多这个同一个社区内会有支持者也会有反对者，但是 George 觉得这个其实大部分人都还是比较开明的，他们还是没有盲目的去反对，他们还是想要知道这个政策到底是怎么样，这个系统到底是怎么运作的。所以说有大多数的人都会最终觉得，对，我们想要试一试，我们想要看一看你的这个政策到底能不能成。他刚才说在他想在一个特定的社区建一个流浪者的居所的时候，这个社区里面的群众刚开始的反应都是非常的紧张，非常的不安，有的会非常的愤怒，他们会觉得这个让我的社区变得非常的不安全，我觉得非常的不好。那么他的工作呢就是在从中协调，他说到最后他们协调的结果一般都是这个社区的大家都会认同他的政策，这个社区的大家都非常想要看一下这个政策的结果到底会是什么，他们也愿意来接受一些新的邻居，然后就是想要看一下这个政策的 想要看一下这个政策最终会怎么样。
啊，我还想了解一下现在西雅图的这些无家政府建造的无家可归者的那个营地或者居所散布在哪些地方。我所知道的一个比较大的就是那个SoDo 那个地区，就是那么应该其他地方还有，应该是在哪个地方。
Can you give us a brief introduction about the location of the shelter that is like developed? Xiao Yuan just mentioned a huge shelter. It's like a large scale shelter in SoDo. Is there any other places that shelter located?
Well, we have three. First of all, there are 400 encampments that are not legal all over the city. In at the edges of parks, in vacant property, along freeways, along roadsides. But we have three sanctioned encampments, three authorized. One is in Ballard, one is in Interbay, and I'm thinking for a second, and one is in my neighborhood, Othello, in South Seattle. And we're going to build three new ones.
Okay, thank you. 刚才 George 说，整个西雅图呢，现在差不多有400个非法的营区，也就是我们流浪者的营区，也就是我们经常走在路上可以看到的，比如说路边，或者是公园里面，或者是高速桥底下的，这些都是非法的。但是呢，现在市政府有三个合法的营地，一个在 Ballard， 一个在 Interbay， 还有一个就是 George 所生活的这个 South Seattle。然后刚才呢 ，George 还说，现在市政府正在规划三个新的这些营地。
那我想，西雅图市政府能够关心弱势群体，体现了这个政府对这个需要帮助的人的关怀啊。那么现在，大家都知道，这个美国新当选总统川普即将就任。那么，川普如果就任之后，对这样的政策会不会有影响？
So what the Seattle government do shows Seattle government care about people who live in poverty, who live in difficult. But we know that Donald Trump is elected as our next president of the United States. Will his presidency has any effect on the homeless issue?
Because he has never been in public office, he has no stated position or record on how he would deal with homelessness. And homelessness is a complicated problem. It's driven in part by high rents, in part by joblessness, unemployment, by drug issues, by mental health. And so it's really a reflection of all of those factors. And so his presidency will have an effect on homelessness, but it would be difficult today to guess what that would be.
Thank you. 刚才 George 说，因为我们都知道 Trump 在当选之前并没有做任何的政府相关的工作，所以我们并不知道他对这些无家可归者的态度是一个什么样子的。刚才他也说，其实无家可归者的这个是很多因素造成的，包括房租，包括高房租、高失业率，还有这些心理健康问题，包括毒品问题。所以说呢，有可能各个因素都会导致无家可归的这个现象。所以说，既然我们现在不知道川普真的作为既然我们没有看到川普以前在政府工作，包括他具体在无家可归者这个issue 上方面的态度，所以我们现在的这个阶段还不好预测川普上台以后到底会对这个话题有怎么样的影响。
乔治，您个人是为什么会热衷于做这么一件事情？是不是仅仅因为市长 要您做你就做了，还是您自己本身就比较关心弱势群体？
So for you personally, why do you want to focus on homeless issue? Why do you do this?
A just society does not let moms with children live in cars. A just society does not let someone with a mental illness wander on the streets without shoes in the winter. To me, it's just a matter of simple justice of what kind of a society we want to live with. Everybody has a life worth protecting, a life with dignity, and some people need the help of society to protect that dignity.
Thank you. 刚才 George 说，其实是他想要做这个，他想要做，并且想要做好这份工作，最大的原因就是内心的正义感。他说，一个真正公正、一个正义的社会，不会让，不会让妈妈和孩子都住在车里，也不会让有心理健康问题的人在街上随意的游荡。他说这个正义感，一个正义感会造就一个非常有正义的世界。他觉得每个生活在这个社会里的人都应该有尊严，每个人都值得这个社会来尊重、来支持、来包容。
好，我们再进一下广告，广告之后回来。
Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台，为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐：东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目，请记得收看 Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息，请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
又到了每年奥巴马医疗保险更新和开放申请的时间，如果您是美国公民或绿卡持有者，您必须在今年10月1日到明年1月31日期间到政府网站重新注册登记，并选择新的健保计划。如果您对2017年的奥巴马健保的申请和注册有任何疑问，欢迎致电中文热线电话425-462-4948或206-427-8860，华盛顿州专业理财保险服务公司Grace Wong 保险理财事务所将竭诚为您服务。
细腻肥美的鹅肝，香嫩缠绵的鸭胸肉，还有烛光下令人心醉神迷的粉红色香槟，欢迎来到华盛顿湖畔的 Alicia Fusion Bistro 法国餐厅，品尝精致美味的法式大餐。电话206-324-6388。
欢迎回来，这里是西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目。那么西雅图市政府的无家可归事务办公室的主任乔治斯卡罗拉先生在给我们介绍这个项目啊，就是市政府是怎样帮助西雅图的无家可归者的。那么我听说乔治呢在中国科技大学多次任教啊，那应该是非常传奇的经历啊，那您能不能跟我们分享一下您在中国任教的经历？
So we know that you have been lecturing at the University of Science and Technology of China in Hefei, Anhui. This is a very unique experience. Can you share the experience with our listeners?
Well, I had the great privilege of working with graduate students at KEDA.One of China's elite universities. These are hardworking, hard-studying, serious science, math, and engineering students. And I just fell in love with them. They're such interesting people. Yes, they study hard. Yes, they're a little bit grinds, you know, hard students, but they almost all are unique and interesting people with lots of interest beyond their hardworking science and math careers.
Thank you. 刚才 George 说，其实这段经历他觉得有这段经历他觉得非常非常的骄傲。那么他在安徽合肥的中国科技大学任教的时候，他教的是研究生。他说这些他的学生都非常非常的出色，他们真的是非常勤奋的，他用科学家来形容啊。他说这些学生都非常的有趣，虽然说也许用我们的语言来说，虽然说他们学习的时候都是学霸啊，但是他们在平时的私底下生活的时候跟他们说话非常的有趣，然后呢他们自己的兴趣也非常的广泛。那么我们刚才从 George 的口气里也可以听出来，他真的是非常欣赏他的这些学生们，他也非常骄傲他有这么一段难忘的经历。
您在美国有在科大的学生吗？
Do you have any students in the United States from the KEDA?
Sure. Not in Seattle, but in Maryland, in New York, in California, in Arizona. Sure. They're very good students, and they are in PhD programs here in America.
Thank you. 刚才 George 说虽然他的学生不在西雅图，但是他说是的，有很多他的学生都在美国，现在攻读博士学位，有的在马里兰州，在纽约，亚利桑那州，在加州，都有他的学生。刚才其实 George 说这段话的时候，他面带微笑，显得是非常骄傲。
我听说乔治今年一月份的时候，市长就想任命您领导这个新开办的无家可归者事务办公室，但是您因为要前往中国科技大学任教，所以就当时没有接受这个任命，是这样子吗？
So we heard that Mayor Ed Murray want to appoint you for the new office focusing on homeless issue in this January, but since you have to go back to China to teach, and that time in January didn't take the offer. Is this a real story?
Yes.
他说确实有这么一回事。
那现在您对中国的感情，如果我举一个可能不是最合适的例子，如果您会被派到中国担任相当于大使或者这样的职位，那您会全心全意的代表美国吗？您的现在感情又爱中国又爱美国，是不是？
So it seems like you love both China and United States, and Xiaoyuan just gave an example. Probably this is not the best example, but he said if you are appointed as an United States ambassador in China, can you do a good job on that?
Well, I'm not qualified to be the ambassador from the United States to China. That's a big job, and my friend Ambassador Locke was qualified to do that, but I'm not in his, not at that level.
刚才这个 George 也是觉得哈哈大笑啊，他说他觉得如果要当大使的话，他真的会觉得受宠若惊啊，他觉得他自己现在还不是很能担当得起大使的工作，但是他确实和之前的美国驻华大使骆家辉是好朋友，他也觉得如果真的能当大使的话，真的是莫大的荣耀
啊。所以您跟骆家辉是朋友，跟莫雷也是朋友，所以是这样子吗？
So you are a friend of Mayor Ed Murray and also a friend of the previous Ambassador Locke?
Sure. And when Ambassador Locke was governor here in Washington, a group of us worked very closely with him on education issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known Ambassador Locke since for 20 years. I've doorbelled with him in his neighborhood. He's a very popular politician.
Thank you. 刚才呢George 说确实他跟现在的市长穆雷和之前的美国驻华大使骆家辉关系都非常的好，是非常好的朋友。 他说其实如果说到骆家辉的话，骆家辉当时在华盛顿州当州长的时候， George 呢曾经跟他非常密切的在这个教育上教育方面的领域上工作过。然后他说他认识骆家辉已经20年了，他们之前住的也很近，然后他对骆家辉的评价也是非常高，说他非常的受欢迎
啊。所以您过去在那个华盛顿州里面教育领域做了不少的工作，那么现在开始做那个无家可归者的工作，那么这两者之间有共同之处吗？
So you just mentioned you have been working on education issue in Washington State, and you are currently working on homeless issue. Is there anything in common in two areas?
Yes. They're both very difficult problems, very complicated problems, where the part of the problem is just bringing people together with different points of view. And maybe that's what I do best, is people who want to do the right thing but disagree about how to do it. How can we find a way to work together and accomplish our mutual goals?
Thank you. 刚才 George 说确实这个教育领域和无家可归的者的领域两个方面的工作有共通之处。他说最大的共通之处呢，其实就是这两个领域都非常的难，也非常的复杂。他说最难的一点呢，就是把不同观念的人，把不同观点的人集合到一起。也许这些人想要达到的最终的目标都是一样的，但是他们想要实现目标的方法却非常的不同。所以说他觉得最重要的一点就是把大家的力量集合起来，看怎么样能找到一个最好的方法能达到我们共同的目标。
我知道西雅图中国城也有不少人是反对市政府的对 homeless 对这个无家可归者的政策的，特别是如果在他们的商铺前面驻扎营地的话，会影响他们的生意。那么您有没有什么话要让我们中国城的还有其他的那个中国的华人的听众所了解和理解这个西雅图关于这方面政策的？
So we know that some Chinese community in Chinatown, they are like anti the Seattle government's policy on homeless issue, because they do not want any shelters in front of their store. This will affect their business. Do you have anything to say to them about the city's policy?
Well, there have always, for a long, long time, there have been homeless programs near and in the International District. And that has worked well. More recently, there was an encampment right at the edge of the International District, under I-5, that was causing a lot of problems. It was ugly. There were people that it appeared that there were crimes related to some of the people in that shelter. And I think the community, it discouraged people from going to Chinatown and going to the great restaurants there. It caused problems. So I don't think I think the people there were saying the problems from that particular encampment were causing problems for the residents of the ID. And now the mayor saw that encampment was removed, and it's people are not returned, and I think things have settled down, and I think everybody's feeling better about the situation. But I don't think that the people in Chinatown were saying we don't want any programs. They just didn't want that encampment, that illegal encampment under I-90.
Thank you. 刚才 George 说呢，他和市政府的人确实都已经认识到了这个问题，他们也知道这个现在呢，在中国城的这个边缘地带，在 I-5 底下呢， 现在有一个非法的流浪者的营地，那么这确实造成了很多问题。他也有看到，他说现在那个之前有这个非法营地的附近呢，他会这个犯罪率会非常的高，而且会让很多人只是因为这个原因不去 Chinatown， 然后也会对 Chinatown 的一些饭店啊或者一些其他的营业场所的这个生意造成了很不好的影响。但是呢，刚才 George 说现在市长已经下令把这个非法的营地已经移除掉了，并且这个营地不会再像以前一样了所以说现在这个中国城的这个情况已经好很多了。然后他说他并不觉得中国城的大家都会完全的反对这个无家可归者的政策，他们只是不希望这些非法的营地继续在中国城存在。
如果有一个社区的居民他们知道有一个无家可归者的营地即将来临，那么这些居民都非常的不希望这个事情发生。那么他们有没有什么办法让他们自己的声音让市政府听到就是是不是只要抗议，或者说到市政厅去做听证会，这样有没有用？
So if there is if someone is nervous and upset about a new shelter to be built in their own neighborhood and they are concerned about the issue, and how are they going to be heard by the government? Can they just protest or can they just participate in hearing? Is there any other way to let the government hear how the people think?
Sure. Good question. We try very hard to have meetings with the community where everyone who is interested is invited. We have community advisory councils wherever we have a big program where people from the community can participate in that advisory council and find out what's happening and have a direct information with the encampment. The city tries very hard to listen to constituents. It can't please everybody. Everyone won't always agree, but we can at least communicate and hear different points of view and try to live together and make the best community that we can.
Thank you.刚才 George 说这是一个非常好的问题，他也非常的鼓励大家可以说出自己的想法。他说呢，其实在每一个这个无家可归营地要开的这个地方，他都会组织开会，就是说所有感兴趣的人都可以来参加，并且呢市政府现在有这个专门关于这个问题的一个咨询委员会，就是说如果市政府在某一个地方有一个大的有关于无家可归者项目的一个大项目的时候，他们就这个咨询委员会的人会邀请这个社区的居民来参加会议，来听一下这些社区的居民的想法，然后这算是一个非常好也是非常直接的居民和政府之间联系的一个方式。刚才George说也非常的鼓励大家来参加这个会议，来说出自己的想法。他说这个社会里面肯定会有不同的声音存在，那么我们能做的就是互相交流，然后让我们的这个社会建设得更好。
我们今天的节目时间马上就要接近尾声，今天我们非常有幸的请到西雅图市政府无家可归者事务办公室的主任乔治斯卡罗拉 George 斯卡罗拉先生做客我们的美国故事栏目。那么在节目的最后我们想请乔治给我们的听众朋友，不管是弱势群体有可能成为无家可归者，还是白领或者就是中产阶级这样的听众朋友说一两句话，有什么希望？
So time up for our show. Welcome again and thank you very muchfor being here. So is there anything else that you want to say to the Chinese community, no matter what they are, white collar, middle class, or homeless, or living in rich or in poverty. Is there anything you want to say?
Well, what makes America great and what makes Seattle great is the participation of new and long-standing people from different ethnic communities. And the Chinese community has been a key part of making Seattle an international community, a vibrant economy, a more interesting place to live, and great, great Chinese food. So I'm glad to have a little part in the Chinese community here in Seattle.
Thank you. 刚才 George 说让美国伟大也让西雅图伟大的一点就是有新总是有新的不同的种族加入，有新的不同的群体的加入。他说他觉得中国的群体在西雅图真的是非常的重要，因为中国群体的参入让西雅图变得更加的国际化，也更加的有趣。当然了，他还提到最重要的一点就是中餐实在是太好吃了。然后呢，他也觉得自己可以跟中国群体有交流，他也觉得非常的光荣。
好，我们再次欢迎 George， 也欢迎也感谢George 给我们做的精彩的专访。谢谢各位听众朋友的收听，祝大家晚安。
谢谢，拜拜。
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
举办婚礼、生日宴会，请到海景大酒楼；
大型晚会、团体宴席，请到海景大酒楼。
面向 Lake Union 的海景大酒楼提供自500人的宴会大厅，是各类庆典的最佳场所。
难忘今宵尽在中国海景大酒楼。 China Harbor 的电话是206-286-1688 206-286-1688。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501 206-621-7501。
美国著名 Brunch 美味之选 Gilbert's on Main 美式早餐店位于浪漫迷人的 Old Bellevue 中央大街上，21年金字招牌带给您活力满满的清晨。电话425-455-5650。 Brunch 美味之选 Gilbert's on Main。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@